Blog Talk Radio.
This song is for y'all, for all your help in making this movement move so fluently and so strongly.
Build.
In this episode of Bringing Voices to Power, I talk with Brenda Hampton and other activists with WMEL Facebook group, Water Protectors. No one has provided adequate information about what these residents who are contaminated by the recklessness of some of the same companies that they and their families have worked for years. In this roundtable discussion, we will talk about where we all are at now and the seriousness of this matter, and why we all need to get more educated and involved and to start keeping better records of some of the fallout from this contamination and some of the diseases. Okay, I'm going to hand this over to Brenda Hampton.
Yes. Good afternoon. My name is Brenda Hampton. I am the founder of Concerned Citizens for North Alabama, co-founder of Concerned Citizens for WMEL Water Authority Grassroots. On this panel today, we have Mr. Robert Mixon, who is the CEO of the Warriors for Clean Water. We also have Ms. Tanya Hill, who is also an administrator in the WMEL, Concerned Citizens. And we also have Mr. Jerry Hamilton. What we're bringing to the table today, we're going to let Mr. Mixon tell you about the tests that has been run on the Tennessee River and how the contaminants are. We're dealing with the PFOs and the PFOS, and we're dealing with PFCs that is located in our drinking water. And the thing is our drinking water intake valve is only 13 miles downstream from 27 industrial plants that releases industrial waste into the Tennessee River. And on February the 26th of 2016, our governor, former governor, Governor Bentley decided to give them unlimited permits to dump these toxins. So I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Robert Mixon, who's also been out on the testing, who's been out in the water on the Tennessee River. Good afternoon, Mr. Mixon.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Fine, and you?
Me just fine. Let me explain one thing. We all talk about the PFOS and the PFOA. Now, they were the first two made, you know, in the series of them. Now we're past 20 years down the line, and we're just now beginning to see how carcinogenic and all of the problems that they're having with them. But in fact, in our waterway, we have PFBA, PFTEA, PFHA, PFHE, capital A, the PFOA, which we're familiar with, the PFNA, the PFDA, the PFBS, and the PFHS, and then the PFOS. Now, these are known as C4, C5, you know, C6, C7, C8, C9, and C10. The two that we're concerned about would be the C4 and the C8. What the 3M did after it came out that how toxic these materials was, they changed the molecular structure of these just a little so they could put another name on it. Now, these are just now being used, and we have absolutely no indication of how toxic these are. But they are replacing the PFOS and the PFOA with the same chemical structure, just a little variation of it. Right now, I just read this morning from the CDC that they're 97.5% of all mammals in this world have traceable amounts of PFOS and PFOA in them. Now, the biggest thing that it causes a myriad of things. Here's some of the things that was listed that was cancer, obesity, Alzheimer's, Crohn's, high blood pressure, heart disease, digestive problems, depression, high cholesterol, and diabetes. All of these things have been tied to the PFOS. But the one of the things that they found in mammals which concerns me the most is that when you're exposed to this, it is a gene-changing toxin. It will actually render the male sperm inadequate to penetrate the female egg, and we're seeing that. Now, I dove in the river, so I wasn't just drinking it. I was a diver, you know, right in the middle of all of it. My great-grandpa had 9, my daddy had 5, and I had 6. But yet my two oldest sons have had to seek help to have babies, you know, medical help. So it's coming, you know, and that could happen 3 generations in my life. This is bad enough. It's like one of those stories you see on TV where all of a sudden the whole population is sterile. This is the type of thing that you're looking at, and it's being ignored. Mm-hmm. Now, there's many other things that you're familiar with in your community, Brenda, let me explain a little bit what happened to her. The plant she's talking to up here, they have unlimited access to that river. The ADEM, the EPA, the CDC, all of them are useless in the 4th District. So what the plants did was just dump whatever they had. In 2014, 3M dumped 4,000 pounds of toxins in the river. Well, they're not slowing up. The very next year, we get the reading that they had dumped 8,000 pounds of toxins in our river. And we're talking about they're dumping these big, like you see, gas haulers. They're dumping dozens of those that amount of toxins into our river on a weekly basis. So it is now coming back to haunt us in health problems One of the things that is so important is everybody's wondering about autism. And I have spent a ton of time at Auburn with the head toxicologist and the fisheries. This is one of the things that's all over the world. It does cause mental disabled. You can take a person where 2 brainiacs are married. Normally, they have a brainiac kid. By being exposed to this toxins, it can decrease your IQ from 15 to 20 points. So your kids aren't achieving what they think they should, and it's not their fault. It is because of the toxins that have entered into their body. In your area, what they thought would poison the fish and the fish would float up. In Barbara's area, Brenda's area, there is a ton of county roads, and these are little gravel roads that run around. And in the summertime, dust gets so bad, you try to wet the roads down. They would take these chemical tankers and go down those roads and wet them, and the people thought it was the county wetting them, and it wasn't. It was the plants dumping toxins, and those toxins went right into their water system, right into their wells, and they're having the death toll and the physical health problems. She'd have to tell you about it. It's just too numerous to even get started on in this little program. Okay,
hold up. Let me jump in here for a second. So, if those companies are dumping like that on these roads, they got to be in cahoots with the county, or the county is just stupid, don't know what's going on their roads. There can't be any other answer than one of those two.
Well,
either they're too stupid to know what's being dumped on their own road.
That's pretty much the problem there. I knew the contractor, and he's dead, and he did all the contract work for all of you plants out there, and he had his own tankers. And those tankers, when they had something that was too toxic, they would do this in the middle of the night, so that nobody didn't know, but the residents thought they just wet the road down so they weren't complaining about it. Let Brenda tell you, she knows of a whole lot of sites that have happened recently the same way.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's kind of very covert.
Yes, it is.
Yes, we've had some dumping that has been done. A lot of dumping is like Mr. Mixon said, it occurs at late midnight and it's usually in unmarked trucks. And I have been getting calls from members and people across the county that has been telling me. I have gone out to a couple of the sites, me and some of the members, and we have seen some of the dumping there. They're saying that it's fertilizer, that it's chicken manure, but you can tell. At one place that we went to, I accidentally stepped in some by not knowing it had an open-toe shoe, and it immediately ate the bottom off the shoes, and it also peeled some of the skin off my feet at that time. And so
that's when you need some real good grassroots organizing, and somebody along those roads where they're doing that, maybe somebody can give somebody a call, be on the watch for it. And when they spray that stuff, try to get a sample of it.
But the problem that we've run into, a lot of people will call us instead of really calling the state officials and the people that is in control of this. It's only so much voice that we can put with it. We need more participation of the residents that see this going on. They're the ones that have to smell this. They're the ones that have to deal with this. And we have a lot of deaths. On two streets here in this particular area I went on, I found 54 cases of cancer. I found 14 cases of renal failure, and I found 11 cases of autism, and that was only on two streets, and that's too much to be in such a small and confined area. We have a serious cancer cluster here, and as you know, death rate is at an all-time high. I am currently getting ready to talk to a funeral director who's in the area. I have talked to one before that has told me of the record number of deaths that he's seen increased from young to old. We have currently a member that has an 8-year-old daughter that has breast cancer. We also buried a 16-year-old last year up in the East Lawrence area that had prostate cancer. These are diseases that children shouldn't have, that should run basically with elderly people, but it's a lot that's been put in these areas on these rural county roads, and people, it has rained and it has run off into their drinking water, and a lot of people say that they still have wells on their property. I had a man to call me that told me that he had his wells on his property, and I was telling them to have it tested because most of the wells around in Lawrence County are contaminated. You may end up with E. coli or anything. You just can't rely that you have a well on your property, that it is safe, because most of them was contaminated so that you could go on city water.
Now, I want to jump in here, too, to tell people also that if you live in Lawrence County and you got a well, you need to draw that water up and take it to the health department, because for free they're supposed to check it and tell you if it's okay for human consumption. Now, if you want to know what the compounds are in your water, you would have to send it off somewhere else. But if you got a well, just go ahead and get you a pump. You can go on Amazon and find your pump, less than $40. Pump that water up and then take it to the health department and let them test it.
Mm-hmm. One of the things you're going to run into there is Eurofins, which is now in Pennsylvania, is recognized as one of the top testing facilities, was only able to test for the PFOS and the PFOA in the last year. Before that, you had to go to the EPA. They're the only ones who had the system. To have
well,
a
what about
sample test?
They didn't test
what about
the
one now?
They did not
the PFOS and any of the PFOS, the testing on that is so new that there was no place to send it. Now, if you send a water sample to get it checked for PFOS or PFOA, it's going to cost you a minimum of $4,000 to check your well. Now, what you're running into on medically, I have had my blood checked regularly, and if you die and the doctor wants to have you checked for the PFOS, the government will pay for it. But if you're sick and you want to have your blood checked for the PFOS and the PFOA, they will not pay for it. It's up to you individually. So that has to be changed. And the CDC down here is not interested in checking people's blood. We have petitioned them. We have had them up here. I have pointed my finger, poked them in the chest, threatened them, and everything in the world. But they will not check the people up here. Now, one other thing that is so important, where Brenda's at, most of the people have septic systems. You know, where the water goes into the septic field and then into the yard and out there. They have been on this contaminated water for over 20 years. Now, their gardens are contaminated, and nobody's giving them any. How are they going to plant their gardens? The way of life that they have lived, nobody is telling them how contaminated it is except Brenda and us, that you're endangering yourself by cooking your vegetables. And one of the things that breaks this down to worst in your body is heating it up. So if you grew green beans, put them in the water and cooked them, then you're at a terrible risk of contaminating your family. And none of this is being addressed. We have scientists from Auburn, toxicologists. I have the head toxicologist from Georgia who reviewed all of our tests for us. And all of these people are on our side, but we cannot get anybody in government. From Alabama is under, Adam is under the governor. And the governor, when we brought this to the attention, got on a TV and said, I'll come up there and drink that water. There's no problem. And he was putting all of this under the table because he was afraid that he was going to be indicted on it. It's really criminal negligence is what they're doing. Adam,
exactly.
We have a... right beside of these plants is a landfill. There is two mounds that are at least a quarter of a mile around, if not more, 10 stories high. They've been dumped in for 20-something years. They do not check what comes from these plants, and they dump in that dirt. Now, when it rains, all of that contamination runs out in a little old holding pond about the size of a swimming pool, and then the rest of it runs right back into the river. And so we got on the governor, put it online, everywhere that they didn't have a legal permit to dump, and yet they were dumping more than the plants because of the years of contamination. The answer was Adam got them a unlimited amount of chemicals to dump. 10 pages of mess, mm-hmm. When the bottom line was that they could dump whatever they wanted to. Adam signed off, EPA signed off on it. And now they don't even have to worry about what comes through the dump, you know. And, I mean, we did tests out in front of there. And of the heavy metals, I got a sheet here, that your toxins, your heavy metals, arsenic was above the toxic level right out in front of there. Cadmium was above the toxic level. Chromium, copper, lead, nickel, zinc, and mercury were above the toxic levels where they were dumping this in there. And then we're having people up here who are having mercury poisoning. The doctors are telling us that they don't know where it's coming from. It's coming from the drinking water. So we have a horrible problem, all of us know it's from greed and graft, you know, of these plants. These are multi-billion-dollar and multi-trillion-dollar plants. And they have used Lawrence County most especially, where Brenda is, as ponds. They're just valueless, so they don't work.
Hey, listen, with all that money you just mentioned, they can come in here and buy these backward-ass people probably very cheap. You're not going to find many in Long County
that they don't equal up on their scale of things, you know. So they, and the largest Indian community anywhere is in Lawrence County. One old man told me down there, he said, if 75% of this county is Indian, and the other 25% are lying about it. So that's how big an Indian population we have, and they're looked at in the same picture. You know, they lump the Indians and the blacks in the same ball, you know, that they just, that we don't count.
Exactly.
Yes.
And when you talk about Indians, you know, I know it's in their culture. The river is very, very sacred. You know, it's very sacred. And that's really also a disrespect not only to a person's life and their health, but it's also a disrespect, you know, spiritually to the river for Native Americans.
Well, in the Indians, the river had the highest concentration and the most diversity of mussels in the world, not just around here, like 185 different species. In four decades, they have killed them. There's about four species of mussels left in our river. The rest of them are dead. And then we have mussel mounds up here dating back to 1,000 years before Christ that the Indians used to feed themselves on. You can't now. Not only can you not eat the mussels, you can't eat fish, you can't swim in it. And you're stupid if you drink the water coming out of it.
And see, that's another thing I think they don't want to mention about that, trying to move some type of fishing thing over there on that river. Because how would you, you know, you remember the last few mayors and that one mayor who kept trying to get this fishing thing here? He was going to build something on the river that was like this big national fishing thing. And I was like, how are they going to fish on that river and all those fish are contaminated?
If you want to know how, and I'll give you an example that will make sense to you. They stopped the commercial fishermen, the sports fishermen did a few years ago. Well, now the carp and the buffalo and the fish that they call trash fish, which are, you know, I'll eat them, they're good fish. But they weren't on the white people's, let's say, menu. Well, this last year, the first of the year, the commercial fishermen in Mississippi wanted to open the fishery again. So that they went before the legislature, and it passed one body of the legislature that they were going to open the river again to commercial fishermen. But yet it was, on the other hand, the CDC had hid their report that the river was contaminated. You know, unless you was just accidentally run across it, you couldn't find it. And we had to have a hissy fit in Montgomery to get it stopped, or they would have been commercial fishing contaminated fish, and by their own records. But the legislature and the Senate knew nothing about it, and they were just passing these laws to open this fishing again, when you're only supposed to eat 8 ounces of fish a month. That's what they say. The ADPH, the Alabama Department of Public Health, says is the only safe amount of fish you can eat is 8 ounces. Now, why in the world would you, you know, a teaspoon of arsenic will kill you, but you can eat a half a teaspoon of arsenic and it won't hurt you, you know. That's about what they're saying.
And that's just strange all in itself, when you know that a good diet would consist of a lot of fish.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the omega and everything else in that. Okay, we're gonna take a slight break, a 3-minute break, about a 3.5-minute break. And we're going to come back, and we're going to do the last 15-minute segment of the show. Y'all just hang on. We'll be right back after this break.
Bring Are you there, Brenda?
Power.
Can you hear me?
Thank you. grassroots mouthpiece. They can't stop us. United Voices with Sherry Saunders. Sundays 5 to 7. The Child Support Hustle is real. You can catch the Child Support Hustle show Saturdays from 5 to 7 with co-hosts Drew D and Kenya R. The Child Support Hustle is real. Voices to power. Catch me on HuntsvilleBlack.com. That's HuntsvilleBlack.com. Let your voice be heard on HuntsvilleBlack.com. Don't miss the Grassroots Mouthpiece Show, Tuesdays from 8 to 10, bringing voices to power.
To the rail.
Bringing voices to power.
Okay, we're back. We've been talking with some grassroots activists who are trying to keep everybody informed about the harmful contamination that's going on. I want to ask the group, the panel, about Molten. Now we're hearing talks from Molten saying that Molten may be have contaminated. And I also heard somebody say something that was funny, that sort of like, sounds like they're just as greedy as the plants over there in Decatur. They want a piece of the action because they're broke. But back to the question, though, what do y'all think about, do y'all think Molten also has been contaminated?
Probably.
My name is Jerry Hamilton, and yes, you're right. Molten has and still has a problem with water. 2010, EPA, CDC, and everybody and their brother was at the rec center. They said, don't eat, don't drink the water, don't eat the fish, don't touch the grass. They blood tested approximately 170 people. They said their levels were high. Now, they did to straighten that out, I don't know. But if you want my opinion, and I'm not an expert, but I still believe they have it. I wound up with cancer, two heart attacks, several other health problems, and the mayor knew about it. Everybody knew about it. You know, this problem has been around for God knows how long, and they know about it, but they don't want to do nothing about it.
What happened is Brenda was a big part of it, and all of us, you know, that worked so hard for it, that the only person that would come out and say that the water was bad was Don Sims. We went to meetings where the district or the county, the county, he came up and said his girls were afraid to drink the water, blah, 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 and they should have. Now, all the political people tried to get rid of Don, and we stood behind him. Now, they have won a suit, a $5 million suit Daikin paid, and they have a reverse osmosis filter in place. So right now their water is good. Actually, their water is the best water in the state, but that's not Decatur, Russellville, downstream. The biggest problem is Don Sims loves that people, but do you know that he's pulling out a tanker load of PFOS, PFOA, and all of the toxins in that river? But where is he going to put it? He hates this, but he has to take it to the landfill. And it goes right back through the landfill, right back into the river. The plants have the abilities now to, the simple law should be, if you use the river, put the water back better than you got it. And you can do that with a reverse osmosis filter. But then you're going to have tanker loads of toxins that have been dumped in these rivers for years, and there's nowhere to put it. The federal government on the Superfunds, if they will step in and make a place where your water facilities can dump these toxins when they take it out of the water, we'll be on our way to clean water. Because even the ones who want to comply are ending up with toxins with nowhere to put them when they filter them out of the river. So it's going to take major legislation. It's going to take a tremendous effort from people all over the country to demand that they get the toxins out of our water and have a legal place to put them, so that when the water departments pull them out of the water, they got somewhere to go dump them.
Exactly. And
so
to
right
add
now,
to this,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you was through. Go ahead.
I'm through.
I was just going to throw out some medical issues that has to do with these toxins, because I was asked to bring that to the table for some of the people that were listening. The medical issues and some issues related to these toxins that is known about, that we've done research on. We also have a water page called Concerned Citizens for WMEL Water Authority Grassroots. You can go there and you can find a lot of information that we have there. We are affiliated with Hoosick Falls in New York, where Governor Cuomo, he had the same two toxins in his water there, and he had the 50,000 residents there tested for these toxins. But the medical issues and the medical illness that we have found related to these toxins are kidney failure, liver disease, thyroid, cancer of any type, high cholesterol, accelerated colitis, immune deficiency, uric acid, which is known around in some neighborhoods as gout, is uric acid, complications with pregnancy and complications with birth, and then unexplained illnesses that is not genetically related to your family history, where the doctor don't even know. And then they still don't know what other type of diseases or sickness that these toxins can cause, because it's still being investigated and still being turned over.
And on that was where the other PFs come in. We have heard so much about the PFOS and the PFOA because it's in the top of what's been researched. But now they have created eight more to get away from being called PFOS and PFOA. And we took samples in the river, and we have numbers as high as 700 parts per trillion in the water behind the plants out there. And that's four times higher than what's required by law.
Exactly.
And then we have no idea what those are going to cause. They haven't been studied. You know, we've got all these new ones they're throwing in there. And if it's 20 years before we find out what they do, like we say, would they all be sterile, or all have cancer? Who knows? Because nobody is making them do the research on it.
Right. I live in the East Lawrence area, and I just like to, we have a lot of cancer clusters and a lot of things going on like Brenda Hampton does. I live, 20 minutes from you?
Yeah, approximately.
Yes, and everybody here has been buying bottled water because they don't trust our water company, and we have had no donations, and the people could use some help. And we've tried, and people are very worried here. And between our food, like you said, my children belong to the Chota tribe here, and it has ruined our culture. We cannot plant a garden this year or something. So go ahead, Brenda.
I didn't say anything. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm done. I just want to point out please call our official testing.
What happens in these communities, especially in the Indian community, and I know your family, that you would normally plant big gardens with the whole family involved in it. You'd plant several acres. Now, a garden, then you could harvest the beans or the peas or the corn, and you would all can it together. And it's more of a tradition than anything else. But now that tradition has been broken. Not only can you not eat the fish, you can't plant a garden. And no government agency is responding to help with this, as saying, here, you've lost this, let us help you in this way. But it's not happening. It's just, you're a poor Indian or if you're a black, figure it out. You know, you do what you can.
Wow.
That's why.
Can y'all tell our listeners the best ways to contact your groups and how the best way they can help?
The best way that they can help is by calling our state officials and telling them that we want blanket testing for everyone here. All we want to know is our numbers and how far we are. We already know that we are contaminated. Just test us and let us know. You know, we got future generations that is dependent on this. And so we need the people to call our officials. Again, we have all state officials' numbers is on our water page, the Concerned Citizens for WMEL, Water Authority Grassroots. We have a list of all the numbers there, CDC, all of them. But we need phone calls. And when they came to Moulton before, all state officials, we have been trying for 6 months to get them to come to the table and sit down and talk to us. We've talked to the directors of ADEM, the whole nine yards, okay? All of a sudden, they wanted to come to Moulton to the rec center and talk to us. Only a handful of people showed up. That auditorium should have been filled with people. You know, you're paying for contaminated water. You're paying for contaminated water. You still have to buy water. You complain on the page to us. We need you to complain to state officials and ask them. That's why we can't get any help from these other places. I blame them, too, for not stepping in, at least having a heart to do something. But they will not do anything until our state officials, which means our governor, our lieutenant governor, and our attorney general. They need to receive phone calls from Lawrence County saying we need to be tested. It's too much death, too much sickness, and it's just ridiculous to remain sheep in Lawrence County, like just being led to slaughter. That's what we are.
We need to make
the Indian side of it. You can go to Warriors for Clean Water and all of online and all of the facts and figures that I was showing you are documented there. And the tests that we did were conducted by Auburn in the professional way by biologists and toxicologists, and they're irrefutable. They can't be refuted. And so that you can find out the facts and figures on the Warriors for Clean Water webpage. You want, you know, to check out what we've been telling you and see the actual facts and figures of what we're telling you.
Okay, we're winding down to the last minute or so. Anything else you guys want to say?
Call your state officials.
I would like to thank Barbara and the black community because the Indian community and the black community is the only ones that haven't got their heads stuck in the sand on this. There's so many of these people, if it's not affecting me today, it reminds me of people who smoke. Well, it's going to cause cancer, but it's not going to cause cancer for me today, so I'm going to smoke. Well, you tell them what's in the water, and it just goes in one ear and out the other, and it's not affecting them today, so they just don't worry about it. But the black community in Lawrence County is